It's been a great month of study looking at the prophets of the Old Testament, their predictions regarding Jesus and the New Testament dispensation, and enjoying the fulfillment verses that we read in the New Testament. Let us always remember Romans 15. The things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. Let's never forget to look back to the Old Testament and see the examples of individuals following the Lord's will and how the Lord providentially helped them to overcome their deepest of adversaries. Now, as we look to the New Testament of the Bible, we raise the question, what about the New Testament writers and how that they looked at the prophets of the Old Testament? We see that the things written aforetime were written for our learning. Notice that obviously there's to be a deep respect for those that wrote beforehand, Romans 15, verse 4. But more than this, we see where those individuals did not follow and did not understand the fulfillment of all that they predicted. In fact, Peter will say in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 20, that those things they desired to look into, they wanted to see, they wanted to know more. He continues the thought in 1 Peter chapter 2, all the way to the end of the chapter, how that we can follow the way of the Lord and how that we understand that we live in a time that's the fulfillment of what the prophets had seen, but they did not quite understand, and they earnestly desired to look into it. In fact, he says, even the angels desired to look into those things predicted. Our Lord Jesus was a fulfillment of what the prophets said. 22 of those books of the Old Testament of the Bible our Lord Jesus referred to who were authored by the prophets of God. Jesus believed in Jonah. He believed in those things that took place in the days of Isaiah. He believed in Jeremiah. If we find ourselves today saying, I love Jesus, I'll accept what Jesus does, then we'd have to accept the fact that he understood that there was a flood in the days of Noah, as we read in Matthew 24. We'll see that Jesus loved very much the cause of the Lord and the truth and his word, as he cited Isaiah in Matthew chapter 15 and at verse 9, when he said, in vain do you worship me when you teach for doctrine the commandments of men. He will refer to King David and David's time of his writing about matters. And note that David was a real person, along with Noah, along with Isaiah. When we find ourselves, along with Jonah, understanding that Jesus accepted those individuals and accepted the great fish in which Jonah was found, the great troubles in which Noah was found in the times of the flood, and how that he was faithful to God and overcame, and as a result, God blessed him living on upon this earth and has blessed him eternally at his side. Notice that Jesus accepted those individuals. If we accept Jesus and love him, will we not be people who love the things that he loved, the people that he loved? Will we not embrace the truth that he taught about these people's lives and thus find ourselves building up on a solid rock instead of the sinking sand? Jesus, our Lord, in Matthew chapter 7, will tell us, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7 at verse 21. Then he went on to explain by an illustration how that we hear his word and do those sayings. Him will I liken unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. When we hear his sayings and we do them about Jonah, about Noah, about Isaiah, about Jeremiah, about King David, we find ourselves embracing those teachings that will help our lives to be what God would want us to be. On the other hand, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, Jesus said, is likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. You'll notice there in Matthew 7, our Lord Jesus mentions the same set of calamities, the same sort of challenges to life suffered by the wise man was also suffered by the foolish man. The winds blew and beat upon that house. The rains came and descended upon it. And it fell because it was founded not upon a rock, but upon the sand. And great was the fall of it. Whom were these individuals? These are the ones that hear his sayings but do not do them. They're not willing to embrace them fully and obey them solidly. And as a result of that, they find themselves having a house that is not founded upon the rock, and it's going to fall, and great will be the fall of it. When our Lord Jesus said regarding doctrine and teachings in Matthew 15 at verse 13, "Every house that my heavenly Father hath not planted, every plant that my heavenly Father hath not planted, will be rooted up." He's speaking of the household of an individual's life. He's talking about our lives, our soul's benefit. And notice that he says, "Every plant that my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up." If we teach those things and practice those things and bring fruit to the weeds of life, we will not find the true blessings of God in our daily walk. Now, this is what the New Testament writer, Matthew and John and others, record for us about the teaching of Jesus. This is what Paul writes to the Romans, is the way that we should look at the Old Testament. The things written aforetime were written for our learning. As we look back there, when we see people disobedient to God, do we see their house standing? Do we see what they planted surviving? Well, no, we do not. And as a result of seeing those examples back there, we should be people who fall upon bended knee and bow our heads before the mighty God of heaven. We should be like the people described in the book of Revelation. "Whom are these?" John will be asked. And John said, "I don't know. You may know. Tell me more about these." "These are they," the angel said, "that have gone through great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." We need to be people who follow the Lord no matter the challenge or the struggle of life that is confronting us. And as a result of that, find a wonderful blessing of God for our daily walk of life. May I call upon you today to recognize that's the place of the Old Testament prophets in the writing of the New Testament writers of this New Testament. When you and I look at the New Testament, we're looking at a message that was written by Peter, Paul, James, and Jude, as well as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we read about a message that we need to embrace and follow in our daily walk of life.